is Tracy Melissa Wheaton. I'm Program Specialist and Technology Specialist for InSource. We are the Indiana Resource Center for Family with Special Needs. I'm here with Colleen Hensel of IMPACT, and she is the coordinator of the AFC program. We're here today to discuss the topic of adult foster care, specifically how this might become an option for our children with disabilities who may be transitioning from school into day programs and models of independent living. First off, good afternoon, Colleen, and happy holidays.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
Well, I want to talk to you today a little bit about adult foster care, and I thought that maybe you could lay out some of the parameters of that with us just by kind of describing what that program is and what purpose it serves.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, adult foster care is a residential option for persons who are on a waiver in Indiana, a Medicaid waiver, and specifically it would have to be the developmental disabilities waiver or the traumatic brain injury waiver. The autism waiver is also an option.
Now tell me, how is it that adult foster care services might be in a more appealing option, say, for an individual as opposed to like an independent living situation or a group home situation? Why might someone find adult foster care a more appealing option?
Sure. Well, adult foster care is a situation whereby a consumer will live with a householder, or you could say a host family. This host family gets reimbursed by the state a per diem rate to take care of the consumer in a 24-hour setting, which is a family home, much like a children's foster care setting would be. Adult foster care is much less expensive for the state of Indiana than, say, a group home setting or a residential setting in an apartment with roommates.
So it's definitely more cost effective. In what way does it, do you feel, and when we think of foster care, we think of a more homey type situation. Do a lot of the people that elect to be in adult foster care services find that it's helpful for them to move into a more family type setting as opposed to going right out finding a roommate you may not know who just happens to have enough billable hours available to be your roommate and to make it happen for you?
Definitely. We have a number of clients in our program who are living with people they have known their whole lives, people that they have things in common with. For example, I have a client who smokes, and he lives with the householders also smoke. So it's a better match than, say, if he would live with a roommate, the roommate doesn't smoke, and you have some tension in the house. So definitely there are lots of opportunities for clients to live with people they feel they have things in common with. They might share interests, share hobbies, share the same type of sleep schedule. That can be a big issue that comes up in a residential setting.
Understood. Now, let's say someone had an aunt or an uncle who they were close with, who felt like they would really enjoy living with, and that aunt or uncle, for example, would really like to have that person come in and live with them. Is it possible for an adult foster care situation to be set up where relatives or friends of the family could actually be paid to provide that service?
Unfortunately, any relative by blood or marriage cannot be a householder to a client, but definitely lifelong family friends are usually excellent matches for clients, people they know that they trust, and then often the family members also trust this householder with their loved one. So unfortunately, the blood relative situation would not work for AFC here in Indiana, but a lifelong friend would be fine.
Now, tell me, which agencies in Indiana provide adult foster care services right now?
At this time, what I am aware in northern Indiana, our agency, IMPACT, provides adult foster care. Logan Center also has a small adult foster care program, and Indiana Mentor also has an adult foster care program.
Understood. What types of individuals do you think would be well suited for AFC versus going into like a community hab type situation?
I think consumers who are looking for some consistency with their caregivers on a day-to-day basis, rather than a staff member that comes in and then maybe the next day it's a different staff. And then, you know, if that staff member should resign, then a new person comes in. Consumers who really do well with the consistency, who are looking for consistency with their caregiver, would be excellent matches for an adult foster care program. Consumers also who possibly need 24-hour care, but the state is not willing to give them more money in their budget for 24-hour care in a residential setting, would be an excellent referral for adult foster care.
How does one become enrolled in adult foster care services? If that's something that they feel, for example, if a parent or parents are getting ready to help their children plan for their future, they're, say, aging out of school, they're preparing to move into the community, perhaps getting involved in one of more of the many community programs that are out there and are trying to look at residential options and are maybe looking at AFC as a potential option. How does one become enrolled in AFC?
Well, if a client is already on a DD waiver and is interested in adult foster care, the best thing for that client to do, or an advocate for that client, would be to contact their IPMG case manager and express interest in adult foster care. If that person is not already on the waiver, they should contact the BDDS office here locally and definitely fill out an application, because the application process takes about 8 to 10 years to get on the DD waiver.
With respect to becoming a householder, how does that happen?
If someone is interested in becoming a householder, they can contact me. And there is a checklist of things that they need to accomplish before they were able to be a householder. They need to submit some references. Their house has to pass an inspection. And we do criminal background checks through the state of Indiana website on all of the applicants.
Are there any limits to AFC that should be considered before folks start thinking about choosing that as an option for themselves?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say the most important thing to remember that if a client is on the DD waiver and chooses adult foster care, they're going to have a certain budget. And if they think in the future they might ever want to go back to a residential setting and need the increase in the budget, that would be a difficult thing to do. The state is not really hip on the budgets going back up after they've been decreased to, say, meet an adult foster care budget. So that's one thing to consider, is that if somebody would like adult foster care, that they need to really think that this is really what they want. The other thing that householders should know is that adult foster care budgets do not pay for a householder's home modifications, if any home modifications need to be done to ensure the safety and well-being of a client. And at this time, no transportation will be added to any budget if the client is living in adult foster care. So, for example, if a client goes to a day program 5 days a week, it's up to the householder to transport the client or come up with the money and pay a transportation agency.
How are you guys at Impact fixed for householders right now?
Right now, I actually have, I'm getting a lot of phone calls from individuals who are interested in being householders. I have a few in Elkhart County that are interested and a few here in St. Joe County that are interested. But we're always looking for, good householders. Many times, if a householder suddenly becomes ill, it's my responsibility to find another placement for a client. And sometimes I get calls in emergency situations. And in that case, it's good for me to have householders who are certified and ready to go, have a bedroom that's available that's appropriate and passes inspection. And that way the placement can be, you know, as smooth as possible. At least we can have a householder who's prepared when an emergency arises.
Makes perfect sense. So, and I could imagine it might even be helpful for Impact and other agencies to have even just a handful of maybe certified respite householders that can be there.
Oh, definitely. Yes. We do have some householders who are looking for good respite workers. Sometimes our householders might want to take a weekend and go out of town. Sometimes they have commitments out of town, and a client has commitments back here that they cannot miss. So we do need good respite workers.
Give me an AFC success story, if you will.
Sure. Well, I had a gentleman referred to me in 2010, probably in the spring of 2010. And he was living with a roommate. He had staff that came in and helped him once in a while. However, as time went on, it became apparent that this gentleman had difficulty cooking his meals, making good choices because he had some diabetes health concerns. He started gaining weight and he started having sleep problems, and the state of Indiana would not give him additional monies in his budget so that he could have 24-hour staff. So his advocate referred him to me for adult foster care services, and he was able to meet a family and he got to know them a little bit before he actually moved in. He was very happy when he met them, had dinner with them, spent some daytime hours with them, and told them he was interested in moving in. And so he moved in August of 2010, and he has lost a little bit of weight. He appears to be less lonely, doesn't seem to get quite as bored, and seems to be managing his diabetes much better.
So it sounds like this gentleman is enjoying an overall improved quality of life just because of the sort of the setting, if you will, of adult foster care. It's just a better match for him.
Definitely, yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Colleen, if anyone is interested in either AFC or becoming a householder, how can they contact you?
The best way to contact me would be through my phone number here in my office, which is 574-258-4786. And if I'm not here, they can just leave a message and I will call them back.
Outstanding. Colleen Hensel from Impact, I want to thank you so much for joining us today to talk about your adult foster care program. I imagine a lot of parents are going to be very excited to hear about that as a potential option as their children start looking toward moving on into the community. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good talking to you, Tracy. Thanks for contacting me and letting me share the information.
Thank you for listening to the InSource podcast. The views expressed on this podcast are the views of the person being interviewed, and not necessarily the views of InSource.